Today we are talking about Jesus' baptism. Now, when Jesus was baptized, it wasn't in a small baptismal font like we have here in the sanctuary at All Saints. He was baptized in the Jordan River. He was baptized by John the Baptist. And when he was baptized, when he came up out of the water, there was a voice from heaven. The heavens broke apart and a voice came down and said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Then, after Jesus was baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for a time of testing. After that, he went off to his hometown of Nazareth to preach his very first sermon. Now, I think about my very first sermon. It was in my hometown as well, at my home church, and I had barely just started seminary. My pastor asked me if I would like to preach on a Sunday, and I had not taken a preaching class yet, and I felt terribly unprepared, really nervous about this idea, but I said, sure, I would, and of course, I did preach. And I don't remember, this was back in 2008, I don't remember the content of the sermon, I don't remember the scripture. What I do remember is this. I remember being really grateful that I was wearing pants that day instead of a skirt, because my knees were shaking up and down so terribly bad while I was preaching. I don't think I looked so nervous on the outside, but inside I was quivering, I was quaking. Who was I to be preaching God's word to the people at my home church? Now that was my first experience preaching. Now, I don't think Jesus' knees were shaking up and down like mine were. I just don't think so. He was preaching at his hometown synagogue in Nazareth, and he was handed a scroll from the prophet Isaiah. Our very first reading today in our worship is from the prophet Isaiah as well. So Jesus received that scroll. He unrolled it in front of those before him in the synagogue. And he read a prediction about a servant of God. And he said, today, he sat down, rolled up the scroll, sat down. He said, today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. What a bold first sermon, declaring himself to be a true servant of God, the one that they had been waiting for, the one who would bring freedom to the captives, the one who would shine a light to the nations. But you see, Jesus was doing no more than declaring or affirming his baptism. In his baptism, God spoke from the heavens and said, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." God declared a purpose for Jesus' life, and Jesus was claiming that purpose, which was declared in his baptism. He claimed it in that very first sermon. His purpose would be to shine a light, to serve the people, to bring freedom, to restore hope. Jesus had a clear purpose. And the people, they needed to hear this purpose. They were a people longing for good news. You and I, we long for good news as well. We need to hear the hope that Jesus brings us. Well, Jesus was quoting from Isaiah. As I mentioned, it's our first scripture reading for today, the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah had some words for the people. They were suffering deeply. This was hundreds of years before Jesus' time. And the people that Isaiah was speaking to were experiencing exile. They had been conquered by a foreign nation. Some of them had been moved to the banks of the Euphrates River, while the other were left back in Judah. Their community was split in two, and the ones at the banks of the Euphrates, they were doing okay. They were allowed to do business and so forth. The ones that were left home were barely subsisting, a very meager existence because their nation had been plundered. And so these people are longing for good news because they're questioning, who is their God anyway? Does their God have the power to help them in time of need and distress? Does God even care for them? Is God on their side? And so you and I, we long for good news too. And we know a little bit of what this experience of exile must have been like. We've been dealing with our own bit of exile for years, 3 years now. We've been dealing with this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. And every one of us, our lives have been touched in some way, shape, or form over these last 3 years. We know what it means to feel like we're in exile. Or maybe our exile, it feels a bit more personal. Maybe it's a new diagnosis. Maybe it's a fractured relationship. Maybe it's just a general sense of unease about the world or anxiety or depression. We know what anxiety and exile feel like. And to those people, Isaiah preached a word of hope, just as Jesus preached a word of hope in that very first sermon of his. Isaiah said, there is one coming, a servant who will restore us, who will bring us hope. We need to hear this hope. So Isaiah, well, he answered with a song. He answered these questions about God and God's purposes with a song. Now, in our lifetimes, in the past decades, we've seen songs of hope arise so that they are so widely known. You know, they bring people together across the generations, proclaim a better future. Think about, you know, We Are the World. You remember that from the 1980s, Michael Jackson. Or even before that, 1971, Imagine by John Lennon. People need to hear hope, and those songs did it for our generations, and the songs of Isaiah did it for their generations. So our scripture today, our reading, is actually a song, the first of four servant songs from the book of Isaiah. But Isaiah says, there is a servant who's coming. Now, scripture declares that there will be this servant, and some think the servant was Jesus. Jesus himself proclaimed that he was the servant to come and restore Israel. But remember, Jesus was simply proclaiming his baptism, the purpose that God had set before him. So what if the song from Isaiah is not talking about a specific person, but about us as baptized people? You and I have a purpose for our lives. Just as Jesus was called God's child, you and I are called the same. And just as God set before Jesus a purpose to shine light into the world, to be a hope for the nations, God calls us to do the same. We are followers of Jesus, after all. We have been baptized for this very purpose of being a light to the nations. Sometimes we forget our true calling, our true identity in God, and so it's good to be reminded. Especially on this day when we are talking about baptism and celebrating our baptism. See, the really cool thing about the Lutheran interpretation of baptism is that it is baptism itself that gives us a fresh, clean start, a do-over every single day. Every day we rise up anew, fresh in our baptism, ready to shine light into the world. No matter what mistakes we have made in the past, we are set new again each day. And so I brought something with me today. It is a prayer which was written by the Reverend Adam Hamilton, and it's put on a laminated card so you can put it in your bathroom, in the near the bathtub or in the shower. Maybe put it in a little Ziploc bag to keep it a little more safe and secure. But it's a prayer, a daily prayer, and I invite you to put it in those places where you get wet every day, to remind yourself of your baptism. Here, it's a prayer for the bath or shower. Here's how it goes. It says, Lord, as I enter the water to bathe, I remember my baptism. Wash me by your grace. Fill me with your spirit. Renew my soul. I pray that I might live as your child today and honor you in all that I do. Every day, we get a fresh start because of our baptism. baptism. We can remember that every single day that we were baptized. We are given a purpose and a call on our lives, just as Jesus did. You know, so thinking back to my first sermon, I felt like because I hadn't had a preaching class at the seminary yet, I was not prepared to proclaim God's word, to preach in my hometown church. But I was wrong. Even though a class may have refined my preaching skill a little bit, I was prepared and I was called simply because of my baptism. In our baptisms, we are claimed as God's children and then sent out to proclaim the good news, to be servants of the world. And this looks different for all of us. Some of us might be called to preach. Some of us might be called to serve at a food shelf. Some of us might be called to be faithful workers in something that brings us and others joy. Only you know what that calling is, and it may change throughout the course of your life. But know this, know that you were created on purpose, and you were created for a purpose. And you can be reminded of that every single day, that God loves you, and God sends you into the world to proclaim God's love and to serve the world in peace. Thanks be to God.